I'm Paul Gleiser, and this is the Constitution Minute, sponsored by Hibbs Hallmark & Company Insurance. The Supreme Court ruled against John Barron in his case against the city of Baltimore when he sought due compensation under the Fifth Amendment for the city's actions that denied him the use of his commercial wharf. The Fifth Amendment applied only to the federal government, the court said, and was not binding upon a city or state. To the extent that protections of the Bill of Rights were desirable at the state level, the court held, it was up to state legislatures to enact them. That was in 1833. But following the Civil War, a series of high court rulings began incorporating provisions of the Bill of Rights into laws passed by the states. One notable example came in 1943 in the landmark case of West Virginia Board of Education versus Barnett. The court held that the founders intended the Bill of Rights to put some rights out of the reach of legislative majorities. Writing for the court, Justice Hugo Black said,
"Fundamental rights may not be submitted to a vote. They depend on the outcome of no elections."
Today, almost all of the provisions of the Bill of Rights are binding upon the states. In the same way that changes in society have necessitated amending the Constitution, changes in law and commerce can necessitate amending your commercial insurance coverage. Before you renew a commercial insurance policy, sit down with a Hibbs Hallmark & Company insurance professional for a no-cost review. To book an appointment, visit HibbsHallmark.com.